Visiting teaching message. Stand strong and immovable in faith. Teach the scriptures and quotations that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you teach to share what they have felt and learned. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 15. Be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ, the Lord God omnipotent, may seal you His, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life. How can I stand strong and immovable in faith? 3 Nephi, chapter 6, verse 14. The church was broken up in all the land, save it were among a few of the Lamanites, who were converted unto the true faith, and they would not depart from it, for they were firm and steadfast and immovable, willing with all diligence to keep the commandments of the Lord. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. Latter-day Saint women must be strong and immovable in their faith. They can and should excel in living and sharing their testimonies of the Lord Jesus Christ and His restored gospel. We do this as we, 1, make and keep covenants with Him, 2, are worthy and worship in His temples, 3, study His doctrine in the scriptures and the words of prophets, 4, qualify for, recognize, and follow the Holy Ghost, 5. Share and defend His gospel. 6. Participate in sincere personal and family prayer. 7. Have family home evening. 8. Live principles of self-reliance and provident living. These are essential things which must be done before non-essential things. These are simple, indispensable practices that almost seem mundane. No one can do these things for us. These are personal practices and habits that set us apart as strong and immovable for that which is correct. What Latter-day Saint women do best? Stand strong and immovable. Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, page 109 to 110. Cheryl C. Lant, Primary General President. Our personal conversion comes as we begin to live the way the Lord wants us to live, steadfast and immovable, in keeping all of the commandments, not just those that are convenient. This, then, becomes a process of refinement as we strive to make each day a little better than the last. Righteous Traditions, Liahona and Ensign, May 2008, page 14. Why should I be strong and immovable in faith? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Your faith and your knowledge of the restoration of the gospel will give you the strength to be faithful and true to the covenants you have made with the Lord, and to share your strengths and talents gladly to build up the kingdom of God here on the earth. Your testimony of Jesus Christ is the most important anchor that you can have to help hold you, steadfast and immovable, to principles of righteousness, regardless of the challenges and temptations that may come in the future. Steadfast in Christ. Ensign, December 1993, page 52. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You cannot today remotely imagine what that decision to be unwaveringly obedient to the Lord will allow you to accomplish in life. Your quiet, uncompromising determination to live a righteous life will couple you to inspiration and power beyond your capacity now to understand. Making the Right Decisions. Ensign, May 1991, page 34. End of the section, Visiting Teaching Message. Stand strong and immovable in faith.